Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck your fancy, call me back. I prefer my do's and do-rags and rockin' all year long.
code.
Mike Key.
hold it.
Hold it.
Hold it,
hold it.
sur. Pani 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 sur.
Ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom face extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball during the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face. The unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance. All bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens. The ultimate sex wager, five trophies, five cash, $500. Many grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy. The real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness, for $250. As well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator, for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball, presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241. West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthfry.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada present our favorite thing. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Thug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250. Open to all new school legendary realness for $250. Female figure face for $250. Butch Queen in drag versus Stem Queen realness for $250. Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American runway for $250. Butch Queen sex siren for $250. And Butch Queen schoolboy realness for $250. That's our favorite thing, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments. And your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus. Or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Saturday, July 27th in Atlanta, Georgia, Father Donye Mizrahi presents the B for Vendetta Ball. Grand prize, $2,000, open to all faiths. Calling all you big girls, femme queens, butch queen in drag, women, butch queens, butches, and trans men. For you female figures, we're looking for a look of Poison Ivy, the queen of the underworld Persephone, or the evil queen of Snow White. And for you male figures, the futuristic king of Vendetta, King Tut, or Zeus. Only one will walk away with the $2,000 grand prize. Your mini grants include $1,000 for male figure realness, pretty boys versus schoolboys versus thugs versus executives versus trans men versus butch. $500 with a $10 pot for open to all performance. $250 for Butch Queen European Runway. $200 for Femme Queen versus Junior Femme Queen versus Drag Realness. $150 for open to all best dress. $100 for Butch Queen Sex Siren. And $100 for Female Figure Runway. That's the D for Vendetta Ball, presented by Father Donye Mizrahi. Location, 800 Miami Circle, Suite 140 in Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $100 in advance. $150 after June 1st. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi and the icon Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Twinkle Toes Mizrahi. For more information, contact Father Donye Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page on July 27th, the B for Vendetta Ball. Be there.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The Controversial...
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the trail beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the only radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. What's going on, everybody out there in Radio Land? I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody that's in the chat room that's here with us on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend, honey, and on the day, honey, of remembrance. How is everyone doing out there, honey? I'm going to be real honest with you girls. I don't know how long we're going to be around tonight. I have no co-host tonight, Miss Thing. Everybody's out and they're partying and they're doing what they're doing. So I don't know how long we're going to be around. Honey, I left D.C. at 2 o'clock this afternoon and got on the road to come back to New York. I did not get back to New York until 9:30 tonight. It was just so much traffic on the road and everything, bitch. I didn't leave the ball until about 10 o'clock this morning, honey. I was real exhausted, honey. So I don't know how long we're going to be around tonight, honey, with me doing this all by my little old self. But I'm going to definitely try to give y'all what y'all want. I was definitely in D.C. this weekend for the Pride in the City Ball. It was definitely cute. Definitely had a good time at the Pride in the City. And if anybody else was out there and you was at any other balls or you have an opinion about the ball this weekend, please feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come up on the line and tell us, you know, how you felt about the ball and everything. And don't forget, what I was about to say. I was saying something. I don't know what I was going to say. I forgot, everybody. So, I definitely want to give a big shout-out to James Caan, honey, for definitely turning it out this weekend. You know, whether the crowd is big, whether the crowd is small, whether the crowd is mediocre, he definitely gives you a great function, definitely gives out all his coins without a problem and everything. So big shout-outs to the icon, James Caan, for definitely turning it out this weekend. And I also got to give a big shout-out to Magnum Balenciaga for definitely knocking Camaro last week, honey, and definitely knocking the girls this weekend, honey, at the ball for that 1,000 queens, honey. He definitely won that 1,000 girls this weekend, honey, for Thug Realness. Big shout-out to James for definitely, you know, gagging the children. A lot of children gagged this weekend, honey, that thought they was going to get through for that $1,000 real this category. But James definitely did gag the children and had a straight panel, honey, up there, you know, with one ballroom participant on the panel, which was the legendary Face Ebony, was the only, you know, gay person that was on the panel. But everybody else that was on the panel this weekend was definitely straight, trained, and the cons was on the panel. So a lot of the Butch Queens that definitely did come out this weekend definitely did gag, honey, because people that are known for realness, honey, and has been getting through for realness, gagged, honey, because the trade and the cons didn't see it, honey. Face sat there, Face didn't shop anybody, but the trade and the cons, they was not having it. So kudos to James for definitely bringing that to the ballroom, honey. And also the icon Tony Revlon. Also, I heard he did it at his ball in South Carolina. So I like that category. I think a lot more of the realness categories need to be judged by the heterosexual community, mistake, because you know these are the people that you know that we have to walk upon and be amongst, you know. And I think it's really cute to have all the trade just judge the Butch Queen realness category and then have all the cunts judge the Femme Queens and the Drags realness category. I think that's really cute to say, because a lot of you girls that think that your cunt are not really cunt, and the cunts will tell you how you doing. But, you know, we here, we in the building. I got a caller. Somebody press 1. 252-640, you're live on the air.
I got 252 number just called in. 242-640.
252-640, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. I don't understand why the children press 1 and then it says unmuted and then they don't talk or say anything. Like, how ridiculous is that, honey? Baby, I don't know. Doris. I'm trying. I don't know, everybody's out and everybody's partying and doing their own thing and stuff and carrying zones tonight, honey, baby, so I don't know, girls. What we gonna do? Mother's here all by her lonesome, this thing, and it's just crazy. I heard that it was a ball in Chicago, so if anybody can come and tell us about the ball in Chicago, definitely come and tell us about the ball in Chicago. We would love to hear about that. And I also definitely have to shout out BJ Khan. I definitely got to shout him out because it was only the Twisters had to come in drags, and I don't know what the Vogue, the Sisters had to come as. I think construction workers or something, and or employees. And so they came out, and it was only one Twister that wasn't a Khan, and everybody else was Khan. And so after the Twister battled two people, and he got sat down by Little James, they said grand prize Khan, but then BJ gave the right, no, we want to see the girls battle. And so all the Khan Twisters and all the Khan Sisters had to battle each other, and they definitely went in and definitely gave us a show. So I want to definitely congratulate BJ for that, you know, because a lot of houses don't like their children to actually battle and, you know, and on the floor and stuff. But so I definitely want to congratulate him about that. And then I don't know that little boy's name from the House of Khan. But I heard he's from Chicago. Oh, Mustang, he Vogue so down, Mustang. I know he was out of breath and everything, but, bitch, that little boy Vogue in the motherfucking name, Mustang. And y'all girls already know, Mustang, I don't get up out my seat and, you know, and do all those things, the antics and the things that the girls do. But he made me have a Jones in my bones, bitch. So big shout-outs to him and big shout-outs to all the Vogue fams and the sisters and the Twisters from the House of Khan for definitely battling it out. Honey, congratulations to the Khan woman for definitely winning overall for the cash. Congratulations to Corey Chanel for the Butch Queens. Congratulations to the Khan girls for definitely winning Femme Queen Realness last night. What else happened? And I remember because, you know, I was floating around all night long. I just said that already. Let me see. What else happened? Oh, congratulations to Juju Revlon for definitely winning 500 for Schoolboy last night, honey. Definitely turns it out. Yeah, I don't remember. Africa won Drags Realness. So she always wins Drags Realness. It's nothing new but Africa winning Drags Realness, honey. Oh, and then it was an exhibition, honey, with the icons. Oh, my God. I can't wait for that to get up. I can't wait for that to get up on YouTube, honey. The icons definitely did Vogue down last night, honey. They came out, and it was really cute and everything. So, and that was it, you know, that I remember because I was running around taking pictures and everything. I want to say big shout-outs to all the boys out there that I was taking pictures with last night, honey. You know, I had fun riding. I want to give a big shout-out to the House of Prodigy, honey. I had a great time with my brother C's and Corey and Man and Ronnie and Rich and Daughter and everybody, honey. I had a great time with them. I had a great, wonderful time riding on the hood of Ronnie Carr also, honey. It was fun, honey. I got my life, honey, so. And what else happened? The let-out was so fab at the ball yesterday. It was like, The let out was just really cute at the ball, honey, last night. It was really cute. I heard it was a real hot debate between the trans men at the ball last night. It almost got into a slight little altercation, but I didn't see it, but I heard about it. So, you know, somebody's out there and they want to tell us about it, honey, but I don't know. So we're just here. And, you know, I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed myself for my time that I was in. Congratulations to my son, Rock Garcon, for definitely winning Best Dress last night. He definitely did win Best Dress last night. But besides that, I really don't know what else went on because I was just so busy being a social butterfly last night and just, you know, walking around and mingling and taking pictures and communicating with the children, honey. Because I love a ball. It don't have to be a lot of people at a ball for a ball to be a successful ball. But I definitely did have fun because it wasn't hot. It wasn't really hot in there like it normally is. You had opportunities to be able to just float through the room, bitch, and just be all over the place and just mingle with everybody and see everybody. And it was really cute. You know, it was an intimate, it was an intimate setting ball, honey. I love, you know, an intimate setting ball, honey, when all the cash is given out and it's fun. I love that. And that's what it gave me last night. And it was really cute. Yes, honey. And, you know, girl, I'm not talking about that. No, honey. Oh, yeah, honey. Oh, yes, honey. And so, oh, I forget. Yes. So then all the, so then I got to say, then Bella Khan and the other Khan, I mean, excuse me, Bella Revlon, and then the other Revlon girl came out and they walk performance. And then Jasmine came out and she walk performance. Jasmine Khan came out and walk performance. Then Jamie Lee Khan came out and walk performance. Then Mimi Khan came out and walk performance. And so the girls is going up and they was battling down. Miss Bella ate Miss Jasmine up for a performance. And then Mimi ate the other girl up from the House of Revlon for performance. And so then it came down to Bella and Jamie Lee, Bella Revlon and Jamie Lee Khan. And so then they was battling down, Miss Thing. And then Jamie Lee had won over Bella, and they gave hugs, and they gave the very grand prize Khan. And then the Icon CEO founder, James Khan, came out and gave the very, no, Jamie Lee is not a Khan, honey. And then all the Khans was gagging, and it was a whole scramble, and, you know, trying to figure out what was going on. And James gave the very, she's not a Khan, honey. But so, definitely grand prize to Jamie Lee 007 because she definitely did win, you know, last night. So, it was definitely a lot that was going on there last night. But hopefully they'll all work it out, honey. And it'll all be better, honey. So, but I'm just trying to wait. And I don't know where my co-hosts, they all busy tonight. But I'm going to wait until the 12 o'clock hour, and I'm definitely going to wait until the 12 o'clock hour. I wish everybody that's Gemini's a happy birthday at the 12 o'clock hour. And then, you know, I'm going to play the commercials, and the tea party will be here, and the state of emergency will definitely be here on Wednesday, honey, because I'm not going to sit here and chit-chat, and nobody's not pressing one, and I don't have no co-host, and I'm not going to just chit-chat all night long, honey, and a bitch is tired, and I still have to go out tonight too, honey, because it's one of my kids' birthday. I want to wish my daughter, Missy, Miss Rahi, a happy birthday. It's definitely her birthday. I want to wish the overall father, Antonio, existence, a happy birthday. Today is his birthday. Also, I want to wish little Tony a happy birthday. It's also definitely his birthday. Also, honey, let me see who else's birthday, honey. That's it for right now, for today, honey. At the 12 o'clock hour, we have some more birthdays coming up, and we'll definitely send birthday shout-outs to those people, honey. And, you know, I'll play my commercials and things, honey, and then I'm going to get up out of here because I'm not going to sit here and just chit-chat all by myself, honey. But, you know, it's like things like this, it happens when it's a holiday and, you know, and stuff of that nature. I just didn't want to just, you know, just cancel the show out on the girls, so that's why I definitely did come up on the show, because I didn't want to cancel it out, but I knew it was going to be like this because everybody's out with their family or even doing things and, you know, enjoying their holidays, so, you know. But I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to come back with to y'all with these words from my sponsors, and I have a call once I come back from my commercial break.
There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom Face Extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, Grand prize number one. Female figure face. The unbelievable beauty. $1,000. Grand prize number two. Open to all performance. All bets are on. $1,000. Grand prize number three. Open to all sex sirens. The ultimate sex wager. Five trophies, five cash. $500. Mini grands include Butch Queen Face. In honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy. The real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness for $250. As well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson. Located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthfry.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada present Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Thug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250. Open to all new school legendary realness for $250. Female figure face for $250. Butch Queen in drag versus Femme Queen realness for $250. Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American runway for $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren for $250. And Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness for $250. That's Our Favorite Things, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th. $200 after. Seat 10 with refreshments and your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus, or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Saturday, July 27th in Atlanta, Georgia, Father Donye Mizrahi presents the B for Vendetta Ball. Grand prize, $2,000, open to all faiths. Calling all you big girls, femme queens, Butch Queen and Drag, Women, Butch Queen, Butches, and Trans Men. For you female figures, we're looking for a look of Poison Ivy, the Queen of the Underworld Persephone, or the Evil Queen of Snow White. And for you male figures, the futuristic King of Vendetta, King Tut, or Zeus. Only one will walk away with the $2,000 grand prize. Your mini grants include $1,000 for male figure realness, Pretty Boys versus Schoolboys versus Thugs versus Executives versus Trans Men versus Butch. $500 with a $10 pot for open to all performance. $250 for Butch Queen European Runway. $200 for Femme Queen versus Junior Femme Queen versus Drag Realness. $150 for open to all best dress. $100 for Butch Queen Sex Siren and $100 for Female Figure Runway. That's the B for Vendetta Ball, presented by Father Danye Mizrahi. Location, 800 Miami Circle, Suite 140 in Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $100 in advance. $150 after June 1st. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi and the icon Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Twinkle Toes Mizrahi. For more information, contact Father Danye Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page on July 27th, the V for Vendetta Ball. Be there.
Oh, we're back. We have a caller. 3-2-3-2-8.
Hi, Kelly. How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing fine.
Hello. This is Michi.
Hey, Michi. What's going on?
I called in. I've had a free Monday finally. And I feel like I'm watching a soap opera going down the drain. What's going on? Where are the girls?
The girls is out. The girls is out at the clubs or they're even with their family, honey. You know, the girls is not here.
Oh, my goodness. Now, what's going on with this video that he's just reading the girls or something? I was taking down. I don't know. Someone was talking about it.
Oh, I don't know what they were talking about. But it's 12 o'clock. I definitely want to wish Jack Mizrahi a happy birthday. I definitely want to wish Cal Mizrahi a happy birthday. I also want to, let me see, I'm going on my list. Kendu Mizrahi, a happy birthday.
I also want to wish,
oh my God, there's so many Mizrahi's birthays today, honey. I'm gagging at my list.
I had a hotel party out here in Oakland, so happy birthday to those Mizrahi. I forget whose birthday it was.
I want to wish Natalie Herrera a happy birthday. Blaze Balenciaga, I want to wish him a happy birthday. It's definitely a lot of birthdays, going on. This today. What did you say?
Meaty Prodigy, Demetrius Collier.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Love you.
It's definitely a lot of people's birthday. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, boo boo.
Hi. Hello. Okay, well, they're going, honey, so I don't know what's going on, honey. Chill. Oh, well, honey. Michi.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Michi, I guess we're going to be live on sit down. I guess the girls are going to be live back on the air tomorrow night, honey, because I'm not going to see all my co-hosts is out doing other things, and I'm not going to sit here. I recapped my brother ball, and I told the girls how I felt about the ball, honey, and I enjoyed myself this weekend in D.C.
Yeah, what was the Jamie Lee tea? What was, oh, never mind. I'll wait till Wednesday.
The Jamie Lee tea, I don't know, honey. It's something internal that they have. I think they have to work
that
on.
Real quick. That went viral real quick. That was the first tea I got about the ball. Girls went to talking about that quickly.
Well, yeah, it was a lot, honey. But like I said, when the CEO and founder of the House of Khan speaks, he has spoken, honey,
yeah.
And his word is golden, honey. So you know, if he doesn't overturn that decision, then the decision is definitely void and sealed. That Jamie Lee is definitely a 007 unless he says otherwise. Nobody will go against his word. Okay, and so that's what it is. So they'll definitely work it out and figure it out and get it back together, and you know.
But definitely shout out to Ball. I did hear a lot of good things about the ball. I heard that he ran his ball the way ball should be ran, and a lot of people hope that more promoters run their balls like he did.
Definitely. What I tell you, definitely, James definitely had a good team that was there to work with him, so he didn't, because you know most promoters have to be at the door and worried about that and everything. But you know James has his family that you know that he trusts, and they at the door and everything and handling everything and can handle the bar and everything. So James was definitely up front, sitting there all night, hands on, and controlled his whole ball, and it was not going any way that nobody else wanted it to go. It was going his way, and it definitely was great. It was definitely a lovely ball, and definitely a fab social gathering, honey. And it wasn't hot, and you were able to mingle and walk through and see the girls, and you know, and get your life, honey, and you know, have a little, a little something of you wanted it.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah, and then
the
let out. And, huh?
Nothing in Miami this weekend? Is Miami, like, dead? Is it sizzled out at this point?
I didn't get any tea. I didn't get any tea from Miami, honey. But it was definitely cute, and the let out was definitely fab also, honey. Definitely a fab hour and a half let out, honey. With, you know, cameras just flowing every place and recording and just having fun and kikiing and everything with the children, honey.
But you were live in action.
Yeah, it was definitely good. I definitely enjoyed myself. Big shout out to James. Definitely had a wonderful time. I always have a wonderful time when I go to DC. To anything that James does, I definitely have a wonderful time. And you know, and that's what it was.
Yeah. And let's not forget July 4th weekend.
What's July 4th weekend?
LA.
July 4th. What?
You said, will you be coming to L.A. or Chicago?
I don't know where I'm going, honey.
You don't want to say.
I don't know where I'm going to be
exactly
that weekend.
Where you're gonna be?
Really don't, because you know I'm really like I told Marcus, I spoke with Marcus, and I told him I don't know where I'm gonna be, honey, because I've never been to the Essence Festival, honey, and it's that same weekend in New Orleans. Stop licking that couch, honey. I've never been to the Essence Festival. It's that same weekend in New Orleans, honey, and then I got Chicago and fucking LA. I don't know if it's saying, honey. And I don't want to be biased.
It's supposed to be the biggest one ever this year.
I know. And I don't want to be biased to either one, because Marcus and Rodney is my brothers. And Devon is my sister. So I don't want to be biased. I don't want to be biased to anyone. So, you know, I might just pay both.
That's a code for getting out and going to the Essence Fest. I went to the Essence Fest because I don't want to be biased. That Devon is my sister, Rodney, and Marcus is my brother. I don't want to be biased to anyone. So let me just go to the Essence Fest. I won't be at either event, and they want to be fine.
Yeah, and then everybody be fine. Like, oh, she didn't come to Chicago. She didn't come to L.A. She went, and she hung out with the straight people and went to the Essence Festival.
Got it.
So
we'll
and then nobody should be mad or feel any type of way.
Yeah, that's true to a certain extent.
Yeah. So hold on, Marcus, your life on the air.
Kelly.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. I have a document from you stating that you'd be there to judge the ball, you know, for failure to comply, you know. It's a breach of contract. I don't know what happens after that.
You know, Marcus. Marcus always wants to come here and shake this motherfucking table, buddy.
But I love your political answer. But I, you know, you could definitely catch the Essence Festival that Friday, that Thursday. If you like to fly back on Sunday, you're more than welcome to. You're gonna miss the cookout, but you're more than welcome to do that.
Hey, Marcus, you get your double stage. That's your top liners and your gospel stage on Sunday afternoon.
Well, I don't think Kelly wants to see the gospel part.
But she wants to see her headliners. Like, I think Beyonce didn't perform on Sunday. She's going to want to see that.
Kelly, first off, Kelly, New Orleans is great, but, you know, unfortunately, I don't believe that's a state anymore, a city. And, you know, Louisiana doesn't exist to me anymore. And then secondly, if you don't have a room in New Orleans already, you will not have anywhere to stay.
Baby, I'm going to shack up. I'm going to shack up with the tray.
I don't think you've watched the news in New Orleans recently with all the murder there and the crime. That's probably not a city you want to go and lay up with the tray.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Chill.
Private caller.
I know it. Los Angeles is tired.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, bitch.
What did they say?
Los Angeles is tired. They said Los Angeles is tired. Ooh, that was the Pillsbury Doubt.
Who was that? Marcus, don't be having your media calling up in here talking about Los Angeles is fucking tired.
That wasn't me.
You had your minions. Don't be putting your people on assignment.
I don't have to do that. I would say it in my voice if I want to say it.
Because you know LA is not tired.
Mm. Well, baby, listen. I don't know, honey. Baby, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to sit here and play with the girls all night long, honey. The girls don't want to talk. Hold on, private caller again. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller.
Whoa.
Hello?
Whoa.
Okay, baby, you're gone. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and play with the girls, baby, like I told you. I have to go out tonight, bitch. I really don't have the energy, bitch. I had a motherfucking 7-hour fucking road trip back from D.C. back to New York, honey. So much traffic on the fucking road, bitch. It was just ridiculous, honey. Really ridiculous, honey, all the traffic. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Grandma.
How you doing, Alan?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
Well, I just called in to say since Marcus going call in here talking about New Orleans and Louisiana. It's more murdering going on in Chicago than anywhere around the country. How dare you?
The crime per capita, Grandma, the crime per capita in Chicago, it happens from one end, you know, the south side of Chicago. New Orleans, murders happen in anywhere. You could be anywhere. The only street you're pretty safe on is Canal and Bourbon.
So you telling me that murders only happen on the south side?
No, murders happen everywhere in Chicago, but it's more, if you watch the news in Chicago, it's going to say more south side.
60s. Where the ball
going to
be in Chicago?
The ball's going to be on the south side of Chicago. That is correct.
Well, thank you. You just said it right there, goddammit.
You'll be by the Dan Ryan on 95th Street, and you'll also be
by
the police.
Yeah,
so,
you'll be safe from my mom. Over there. You need to cut that shit out.
What I'm cutting shit out for?
I didn't hear you, baby. Say that again.
I said what I need to cut out, Grandmama. I said I'm not going to New Orleans anymore. That's just me.
Hey, yeah, but you're trying to put that bad label on New Orleans, and it's just
as bad.
Oh,
no, you must be really
going to
know about New Orleans. New Orleans is bad. New Orleans is pretty bad.
And Chicago is too, goddammit. Hey, I'd have been to both of them. I'd have lived in both of them.
Oh, okay. You lived in New Orleans?
Yeah.
What area?
Down in the French Quarter.
You lived in the French Quarter? That was mighty expensive.
I sure did, but that don't mean I ain't go to the hood.
You ain't go to the U.S. to the hood.
You goddamn right. But I
what's
just ain't calling here to bring some balance since you trying to put that label on New Orleans here. And I live in Chicago on the south side, the west side, and the north side.
Oh, you were very kind. We'll see you July 6th, Grandmama.
I love you too, Marcus. Go put the
back
on
too.
Me.
Thank you for sending back that judge's invitation. Thanks.
I'm going to fuck you up. Hold on. Private caller, your line's on the air.
Oh, I ain't got time to play tonight.
And I thank you, Grandma.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. The girls in the Kiva say, now, baby, I got the girls from New Orleans hitting me up. I'm talking about, baby, the best place for me to be is New Orleans for the weekend.
That's because they never leave there. Thank y'all.
So much be going on in New Orleans.
New Orleans is a very nice place. I just it.
But
Kelly, are you into uncut meat?
You have to be from there to live there.
What?
You like uncut meat, Kelly?
No.
Oh, you will definitely not like New Orleans.
Baby, oh what? No, baby, uncut is un. Oh, I don't do it, honey.
That's a very.
Hold on, we got
another
private caller. You
out
on the air?
He just mad because he got almost bashed by the train when he was New Orleans.
That's the place that he goes. Miss Say.
Marcus.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Marcus. Somebody and somebody, somebody
Marcus
in the chat and
the woman
in the chat room said, ask Marcus if he's still sucking dick in Vegas.
No, bitch, I have to suck dick in Vegas. Tell them I'm at their mama house in Ohio.
And then somebody, one of these girls from New Orleans said, Marcus is late. That's why he does not like, he doesn't like New Orleans. He's lying. Tell him he stopped lying.
No, that's not what I said. I like New Orleans. I definitely like New Orleans.
That's
what we're going to have the festival weekend. Kelly, if you want to go the week after, we can do that. Actually, no, we can't.
Baby.
I didn't know New Orleans listened to the show like that. Work out.
Oh, yeah, baby. They be up here. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Marcus, you tired of then LA going to be on the 4th of July, bitch.
Miss Say, these private callers, Miss Say, I keep
seeing
Miss
Say. She said, I'm taller than what?
I don't know, honey. Maybe they press one again, honey. They press one and go back and
no,
again, honey.
No, I'm not about to play on the phone. Don't say.
They must be from New Orleans, whoever that is, keep calling there.
Honey, oh my God. Chad,
it's no shade. The weekend to go to New Orleans would be Essence, but the other weekend is Thanksgiving weekend. They have the classic, the football game. That's the weekend to go. But
that's
Kelly, if you don't like uncut meat.
Real for real.
Now that's the weekend to go. But
yeah.
I can't vouch for the other weekend. I've never been to Essence. I know it's crowded.
So is Bayou Classic, though.
Oh, no, Bayou Classic is crowded, but you can at least, like, you know, Essence is
like,
white people
like
and European there. You know, Bayou Classic is, it's the blacks. So, there will be some rooms available. There'll be places, but when, Essence Festival, you'll be gagging.
Child, oh my God. I'm getting so old. This body is getting so old, honey. I'm gagging,
getting
honey.
Old, huh?
Yeah, I'm getting old, honey. It's 2 days into the day, honey. 2 days into the day, honey, baby. I need to go to the spa and have a spa day, honey.
Oh,
Oh. Are you going to wear your little leopard number again?
No. I got a new bathing suit that I'm debuting. Girl. Dang.
Oh my God.
Shit. Girl. Miss, I can't do this. Let's say, because of my nail. Let's say, okay. Girl, come on. Shit. Baby. The girls is at Marcus, honey. Baby, you know these girls in this chat room, honey. Yes. No, I got a new little number that I'm gonna be debuting, honey. You know, I thought that I was gonna, but I'm here. I'm here. I'm happy. I'm free, honey. You know, but I definitely want to tell everybody, bitch, I'm about to go and I'm about to get up out of here, honey. I have to get myself together, bitch. I really don't want to go out, bitch, but I have 5 house members' birthdays today in New York, and they're going out to the club tonight, so I have to go out and celebrate their birthdays with them, bitch, honey. I want to thank Marcus and Michi for definitely coming and being here. I don't know what's going on with the rest of the co-hosts and everything. I know Rodney had things he had to do, but I don't know what's going on with the rest of the co-hosts. I think after next week Monday, I'm not going to be on. I'm not going to be on next week Monday. I think I'm going to switch days next week with the Tea Party cast next week Monday, because it's my birthday celebration on Monday, and I need time to get myself together and pamper myself next week to be prepared. So I think I'm going to switch days with the Tea Party, or it might not be no show next week Monday. But I think coming in September, honey, I think it's time for we're gonna be auditioning for a new co-host, honey, because the co-hostess is really doing shows, Miss Sang, honey, bitch. Monday night numbers is really dropping on Monday night. I don't know what's going on, honey, baby, with Monday night. I'm a real bitch, honey. The numbers on Monday night is really dropping. It's getting horrible, honey. The Tea Party and the State of Emergency show numbers is really wonderful. I don't know what's going on here with this Monday night. We need to get it together. But
yeah.
Hold on, I'm gonna take these 2 last private callers and then I'm out of here. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly, happy birthday, bitch! You whack!
I can't.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Now look at here, Kelly. The reason that the numbers is dropping on Monday night, because your ass always closes down the goddamn show.
Grandma, you have to realize, right? When you a mother, you have to juggle your things around, honey. I can't help that today is my children's birthday, and I have to be there for my children, honey. You know, I was working last night, and I got to be here for my children tonight. I have to, do everything. I'm trying to be.
I thought you just got back home and you tired. God damn it!
I am grandma. When I tell you, I'm. No, because I wouldn't want them to do that to me next week when it comes to me.
Yeah, I understand that, but you asked the question. And hell, it ain't been your birthday air goddamn Monday night, and you've been shutting this show down. Hey.
I've been actually, Grandma, actually, if you want to get technical, Grandma, the show shuts down. The show shuts down at 2 o'clock. The extra hour of record mode is a luxury that we extend to the girls.
Yeah, baby, I know that, but hey, I'm looking at my clock now, hell, and you still got with a half left, and you talking about shutting the show down. I'm just answering the question. You talking about your numbers falling. I'm trying to get you there.
Well, Grandma, what you going to do? Are you going to sit here and be a co-host with me? Because I can't sit here by myself.
What'd you say, baby?
I said you want to sit here and be a co-host with me?
No, Grant ain't got time for that, because I get to cussing the people out and your numbers going to really drop.
Well, so you can't hold your voice for the next hour?
Are you asking me to carry the show for the next hour with a night hand? Is that what you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you, can you sit around for the next hour and be a co-host with me, honey, and carry on, honey? Can your voice last for an hour?
You goddamn right, but I ain't been to nobody's ball, so I don't know what the hell I'm going to say to them.
What if you didn't go to Austria? Tell
me
you didn't go to Austria.
But I'll sit with you, baby. You ain't got to put me back on mute. Leave me off of mute, goddammit.
Michi, you said what?
I forgot what I said. I'm sitting here falling out.
Oh,
I forgot what Grandma want to talk about.
She want to talk about what?
Did she hang out?
No,
no,
Grandma.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you, bitchy baby. What you say?
What's going on, Grandma?
Ain't shit going on. I'm just kind of feeling a little stressed. You know, Granny ain't had no marijuana, and I need me some trees, goddamn it.
You sound like you don't have a Four Loko, though.
No, I ain't had none of that either. I didn't even stop smoking cigarettes, so I'm real stressed. I came here to get me a goddamn laugh, and this husband talking about shutting the show down.
Well, what you going to get a laugh about? I recapped the ball. I said everything that happened at the ball.
Yeah,
I can't talk about nothing I don't know about.
Come out, you can't take me for a full hour. You got a lot of nerve. You know I can't take your ass for 2 hours either. Lusting for them crackers and all that bullshit.
Hold on. The private callers are coming now. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly. I got some Pillsbury Boy biscuits for your birthday.
I don't eat biscuits.
Can I send them in the mail?
I don't eat biscuits, baby.
You be getting to be just like Marcus.
Hey, you know what, Vinny, that you got me off of me? What the hell is the Vinny? Should she be up on this bitch promoting her ball?
Who?
Devine.
Oh, she's booked up tonight.
That girl busted. She is shot. She ain't promoting no ball. Only she promoting this ball.
I'm just kind of confused. Where the hell she at, hey?
Well, you can definitely look her up on Facebook. She is alive and well and on action.
Well, I know that, hell. But I wish she'd been up here promoting her ball since we getting close to July 4th, hey.
Well, I'm sure she'll be coming through between now and Wednesday night. Please make sure you tune in tomorrow night for the tea party, where you will definitely get all the tea from ball onto the street.
But Devine and Todd are the tea room.
What is the tea room?
I mean, whatever they call that shit on Tuesday, the whatever that
tea
is,
party.
The tea, what you call that?
It's called the Tea Party, Grandma.
Yeah, and it used to be London was heading up on the show. What the fuck happened to London?
She shot.
I have to ask Kelly that. She's Kelly over personnel. I'm not.
Oh, hell, I guess she really was Margaret Thatcher and that bitch dead, because I ain't heard her on Tuesdays in quite a while.
Hold on, Grandma. We got another private caller for you. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yes. Why don't you late bitches talk about the Australia trip?
What you want to talk about the Australia trip?
Bitch, you talk about it. Bitch, you the house.
Bitch, what you want to talk about? I can't talk about something that I wasn't there.
What the hell did she come out of Australia trip?
Austria, Vienna.
What the fuck is in Austria, Vienna?
Yo, daddy, bitch.
Look, ain't nobody got time for all that. And don't be calling in here trying to imitate
bitch,
me.
Bitch, shut the fuck up, you old bitch.
Hey, what'd you say?
You heard what I said, you old bitch.
Oh, well, I've been called worse of things than that. You got to come better than that.
No,
So what
yeah,
you want to talk about this
episode?
You're
just trying to get to be an old bitch or what have you. But
so what
anyway,
you
want
to talk about the trip, love?
What happened at the end of Australia, sweetheart?
That's
like
why I
want to
know. Bitches want to come up here and they want to talk about stuff, bitch, but they don't want to shake the motherfucking table.
Shut the fuck up, you fat bitch.
No, tell your mother to shut up.
Anyway, look at here, Marcus. Since you still on the line, where the ball going to be at in Chicago? What club going to be at?
The ball will be on 95th Street. It's at a gymnasium. If you have
Brady
ever been to, excuse me,
I'm sorry, go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's not a kind of function, honey.
Oh.
And,
you
know.
Everybody.
You might want to ball up, hoop up or something, I'm just saying.
No, it's a very large gymnasium, and the ball starts at 7 p.m., your doors open at 7, and the first category, LSS, will start at 9, sharp. Guaranteed.
Oh, it's that, you know, that's deep in the, I know where that's at, that's deep on the south side. You know, they real violent out there, too.
No, we don't really have that problem. You'll be right by a police station, and you'll actually be right off the interstate. You know, the kids tend to
show
out.
Oh, so
you'll
be right off the 95th and Dan Ryan stops in?
That is exactly correct. You'll be right off the Dan Ryan.
Yeah, the red line. Okay.
Well, you know, they shut the train down from 55th. For the next few months, they're working on the line. So take buses from the 55th, on pass.
FYI, get you a car service. A car service at Dan Ryan is only $60 from downtown.
Well, you know, they can always take the train, or they can get Zipcar.
Yeah, I want to get on no train and get off on 55th and have to get on buses, a detour all the way down to 95th.
No, I'll take a cab
Ryan.
From there. Why would you do
I
that?
Know,
oh,
that's
girl.
Right, Nikki.
Oh, yeah,
you should. Who the fuck gonna be doing all that?
Y'all trying to promote LA with them $100 cabs.
yeah, you heard about that. The cabs do cost more in LA than they do in Chicago.
That is true. LA do have expensive cab service. It is expensive. But, I mean, you have to understand what type of environment you're going into. I mean, it's right in Hollywood. I mean, what's Hollywood about Chicago?
Hold on, this is what I'm gonna do, honey, right? I'm gonna let y'all three control the show and I'm gonna come back in a few minutes and I'll let y'all know if y'all have callers. Y'all have a great debate about Chicago versus
Kelly, I really only came on to address you about that one situation.
Why
you
running around, Marcus?
Hold on, private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 201-360, you're live on the air.
Now, Granny, you know I love you, okay? This is Mark. You
will
not. You know I love you, but you are not going to come and try the tea party.
We
don't know what London's doing, but whatever it is really, really important. She was there 2 weeks ago. She came to reclaim her name.
For a good 10 minutes or so, and that's it, hell.
You know what, Granny? I'm going back on mute. I'm not doing this with you.
Now, you know I listen to y'all show all the time. I even come on there. I was just wondering what the fuck happened to the bitch.
410-500, you're live on the air.
Now, I was in a game, but I heard my show and I heard Granny. What's the problem?
The Tea Party cast would have called in here. I didn't call none of y'all out but that bitch London. That's all I called.
Well, Granny, you know, you call her out, you calling me out because that's my mother.
You know, I ain't never liked that bitch anyway. Granny don't get along well with my people.
I got respect for that.
You always got something to say.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
But you know I love you, Red. You know
get the name Red.
Jason, goddammit, I'm confused, and I ain't even smoked either, shit. Now, Jason, you know I love you. I told you I was going to make you a top baby, so, you know, you got to cut the apron strings and leave that bitch London behind, because I'm going to make you a man.
Oh, no. Red's going to take your teeth out.
They was trying to do that.
You know you got to pay. You got to pay a lot of money for me to take my teeth out now. You say the ball gonna be in West Hollywood.
It's actually not going to be in West Hollywood. It's going to be, I think, in the Century City area, I believe it is. I know the area. I just don't know what it's called. I think it's called Imperial City or something like that. Emerald City or something. It's right by the airport, kind of.
It's right by where, babe?
It's out by LAX area, I believe.
Kelly.
Yes.
As a featured sponsor, or, you know, somebody who has sponsored the show, why are we talking about football?
Oh, here we go.
That was all tea, all shades.
I felt that over here in Jersey, bitch.
They said Devon didn't pay.
That mouth is nasty.
They said Devon didn't pay for her advertisement.
No, y'all had to catch it though as a sponsor, bitch. I gagged.
His own introduction though. He gave one authoritative introduction as a sponsor of this show. Not as a continuous listener.
Miss featured sponsor.
Yes. You're right, Mark. I'm sorry. Back up, bro. You're right. Excuse me. Corrected. As a featured sponsor of this show. Why are we talking about this, Bob?
We're discussing on July 7th.
Oh, sure.
Don't say Marcus. That mouth is. Ratchet.
Yes. Oh.
That mouth right there, baby.
So, Marcus, let me ask you a question, because I know, bitch, your tables better be on fire, bitch, because you reach everybody's table. So, he likes some tables, no shade. But, I mean, I got into the liquor, which is really cute, but, like, are you having, like, the whole sandwich thing or whatever, or is it going to be, like, a platter for tables.
The tables are going to be all consist of our favorite things. What I'll tell you what we have confirmed, and then I'll tell you what I'm still looking for. You'll definitely get the Ciroc. You're going to get sweet. You're going to get Chicago's very favorite Garrett's popcorn, a tin of that. You're going to get Krispy Kreme donuts. You will have a sandwich tray, and you will have some form of meat.
How about you get some Harold's chicken? Goddamn, don't nobody want no cold cuts.
Well,
don't
be some chicken too.
Can I ask you a question? Okay, well, my thing is, you guys supply, and it's not just you, it's a lot of different promoters that have done it, but they supply all this food, and the kids be too high to even touch the food. Don't you think about maybe upping the liquor? And maybe bump the price up of the table, maybe $10-$15.
Baby, don't worry about that. I just bring a large
and
shit and get to collect the food off the table so I can eat the rest of the week.
You know, somehow we're going to do it. You know, I don't like, I hate to see, especially when you spend so much money on the food and you see houses that won't touch the food or they'll play with it.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Well, there's no shade. I appreciate the garçons may not eat the food at the ball, but they do They get smart, and they do take the platter home and have it. You know, they'll serve it at their,
okay,
you know.
Okay, well, can you give them an option of maybe you could do something like give an option of maybe just having a local service at your table as opposed to food? I mean, give them an option.
There's always
a
bar.
Chicken too, so the chicken grease.
I mean,
because
so if I'm getting a table, and you said I get a table with food and drinks or a table with just drinks, and maybe you can buy an extra bottle for like $20 or extra
bottle. Michi.
Yeah.
Michi?
Yeah.
What we're not going to do, we're not going to pay extra. We're not going to pay extra services or, you know, when, well, you know, contract me out, baby. He got what he got, and they're going to get food on their table, okay?
They're going to get food. The liquor is secure.
I mean, Kelly, if you want food on your table, you can have food on your table, but I doubt you're going to be eating it.
I'll be stoned sometime, bitch. I like to eat some of the food when I be stoned at the ball.
Hold on. Michi, at the Escada Ball, that year that we had those Chick-fil-A platters, believe me, those people ate it. And if they didn't finish it, they took it home.
I will say no shade. I did take me some Chick-fil-A home to my room.
So it all depends on what you have.
No shade. I did. Well, for one, I'm not gonna eat at a ball.
I hope y'all still ain't supporting Chick-fil-A because you know they don't like you people.
I think that
was Grandma saying it nicely. Chick-fil-A ain't never done me wrong. I think they support, they have supported the gay community, if they know it or not, and we thank them for their service.
I think you should go get your chicken from Harold's, goddamn it, hell.
What? No. I don't, you know what? I wouldn't want to do that. I believe Harold's is owned by a black man. I would not want to patronize him in that manner. Huh?
You don't want to patronize a black man. Is that
black
what you just said?
Is that what you're trying to say?
Hey, Grandma Kelly.
Baby, listen. If y'all don't understand what he's saying, baby, then y'all don't under, y'all not catching him. Say y'all haven't been around a long time,
Kelly,
baby. He said, Chick-fil-A is where it's at, baby. We don't do our people.
Judge that ball and go and have a wonderful time. Your contract is not the co-sign or co-defend Marcus and Scott. Your contract is strictly to judge the ball. So stick to your contract. Now, Marcus, back to you. You have a problem patronizing a black business?
We are renting the venue from a black support business where we'll be paying them in cash. I will be supporting black services. You know, I'm recommending a black hotel that's owned by black people where I hope you girls pay them in cash. I hope you girls pay them in cash, not other ways. However, you know, if I'm going to support black business, I'm going to support them with cash.
So you say you're
going to
support
Chick-fil-A
with cash?
Excuse
me?
I get it, Tom.
At this time, I'm going to step in as Marcus' attorney.
Say
my client, he's not going to answer that question.
I get it. I'm trying to understand now. Okay, baby, do your thing.
Do your thing, bro. All
right,
go ahead.
Right. Well, no, actually, we're open minded to all in kind donations from those services, and we tend large companies tend to donate their services to us. You know, they send us donations.
I don't think Chick-fil-A
is a donation. Those large companies, they deal with a lot of nonprofit organizations, and they send things over randomly so, you know, we can announce their name on, you know, in our services.
On the show, right. In the service.
Well, not only that.
Yeah, okay, I get it, Doc. Yeah, babe, go do your thing.
The Fortune 500 companies have a set amount that they must give out a year.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't really support black people in my hood because they should be too high at the store. I don't go to the store, I go to the Puerto Rican store.
Black people do not know how to price stuff. No,
they everything they show is high.
It's no shade. Black businesses now, they're getting you. But remember, how much can soul food really cost? You go to a soul food restaurant now, they give very much. You're spending $20.
Yeah, it's no shade. They soul food too, because
yeah,
they good soul food.
Yeah, when the
good.
Folks cook soul food, they charge you the same thing or higher.
No,
so,
Granny, no.
Why
are
y'all
going to
say some
hold
shit
on,
like that?
Grandma, no. Grandma, because I know some soul food companies like Ron and Gladys's, Monday through Thursday, their menu is one. It's the same menu. But if you go there Friday through Sunday, the price is altered.
No, Granny, and you know what? White people are smart. They bag and container. They shit up so that way they can go and just sell it in the supermarket. People buy big containers of potato salad and macaroni and cheese and shit in containers from the supermarket, Granny. They
and that
smart.
Shit ain't tasting like your grandma made it.
Oh, no, no, definitely not, Granny. It tastes fucking horrible, but I'm just saying they're marketing it.
Right,
that's
how they
way.
Do it, right.
They're black.
It's no shade. I saw a soul food place in Charlotte. They wanted to charge me $75 for a pan of macaroni and cheese, a full pan, that probably would serve 20 people. $75 for a pan of macaroni?
Bitch, I would have made you six pans.
Just don't put no mustard in it.
No, baby, that's fair. Wrong big girl, Granny.
Wrong big girl, honey.
Miss
Clark. Macaroni and cheese. Alexis makes some good macaroni and cheese.
So, Marcus, are you, I mean, you selected your judges already? I mean, did you all get together and select judges, or it was just
yes,
like,
we did.
You know,
we came together and selected our judges panel. Mm-hmm. And they were,
how do you select your judge panel?
Off of history, track record, who we feel as though would be interested in coming to Chicago. You know, it's some people now that, you know, I ask them to come to North Carolina and they just never, they want to come, but it never works out. So, you know, some of those people, but, you know, people who are, you know, reputable,
do you try to get
credible
judges. Outside of the region that is credible judges, or do you try to mix it up a little bit?
Yeah, like, do you do, like, four Chicago people? Do you do just,
yeah,
like, two, for, you know, one for each half? Like, how do y'all work that out? Because, I mean, like, if you really think about it, everybody in every different region now is reading because it's like, oh, she, you know, she had a late panel, or she had this girl from this region.
Yeah.
That's the girl, you know what I mean? Like, how do y'all decipher?
I think out-of-region judges are actually quite good. Like, four,
I do
four,
too.
Four out-of-region, three in.
But why does it have to be three in, though? Like, I mean, like, how many
that's
people does it
take
to say,
take
you know what I mean?
From,
like, this girl wasn't doing it, this girl was doing it. Like, why can't it just be one person from that region? Do they really need three?
You're gonna get that mother or father, those kids that's going to make it to where, oh, they don't know me, but, you know,
But it's not the same anymore. Like, YouTube is, like, you know, giving people, you know, a chance to go on and see who did
it. Yeah, but if they're
going to
make
it to
YouTube, prime example. How many balls from the West Coast do you actually see making YouTube?
Regardless of the fact, Michi, there's a ball on every fucking coast nowadays. So, I mean, you could just pick one person from each region to show up and really get a party started. You really don't need more than one person.
But
from
in the
same
factor, just to keep... to keep it on that fair look, because, again, people will have a tendency to think that it's shade because you have a whole town that's not from that region. So if you got, like, people like, you know, like,
but
you know, like,
not shade,
or, like, Little Beach, or, like, Lovely, or, like...
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up.
Call them up!
Put your drinks up.
Call them up!
Put your drinks up.
Call them up!
Put your drinks up.
Let's go, let's go!
Put your drinks up.
Call them up!
Put your drinks up.
Call them up!
Put your drinks up, put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Yo.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
Party! Hands up, TikTok, hands up, TikTok.
Ronnie.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Uncle.
What's going on? I was on my way to the club, and then I just changed my mind, came back home, but I was listening to the show on the way. Kelly didn't buzz me in fast enough, but I was getting ready to come for Meech and tell him all that shit you talking about doing this for the table and doing this for this. What you can do, first of all, hold on, because she was doing a lot of advertising. What you can do.
I wasn't advertising anything. I've been advertising.
Hello? My time is shining. I gave y'all enough time to bullshit. I'm here now. What you can do is you can send Jasmine a green dot to pay for a commercial for her if you're advertising so much. As a promoter yourself, you can advise her on what to do. I'm saying was to get the more people up in that building, to get more people up in that building for that function. That's what you can do.
Okay, now.
So now moving on to my event. We'll move on to the event that was paid for and have a spot on the show. Advertisement paid for. The judges will be reputable judges for all the categories around the country that respect me enough to travel that me and my co-sponsors talked about, and they will be coming in. They're knowledgeable of all the categories that will be happening on that evening, and knowledgeable and walked it and are respected in their categories. That's how we're doing the judges panel, and it will be Chicago, Detroit, L.A., Atlanta, D.C., Philly. They all will be in the building. New York, they will be there.
Okay, but hold on. We wasn't trying to come for your selection of judges. We were asking how to appear.
No, I answered the question.
We were just trying to see how the judges were selected.
But what always happens is, no matter
did you pull them in? Are you going to pick them at the door? I mean, we're just asking.
No. No pick at the door. But what happens is, most of the time when people win or lose anyway, they're going to say, oh, it was girlfriend. They're going to say that regardless. You can't have a perfect panel for anybody that walks the ball. Nobody. So they're going to always defend
that. That was my whole point. The panel's going to be a fool if they lose anyway.
Correct. They're going to be mad. They're going to feel like they were shaded. They're going to feel like, oh, this is this, and why this many people was on the panel. So you can never have a perfect panel for any contestant. You just have to do your best, and hopefully all the judges see what you bring to the table and are on the floor, and actually they read the flyer.
That's the main thing, that they read the flyer. That would be the point.
Everybody knows a bar that I'm a part of. I mainly sit on the stage next to the judges with the flyer in my hand.
With the flyer in your hand, you sure did.
And everybody knows I have a degree in ball flyer reading.
FYI, boys and girls, read the flyer. Rodney's going to be on stage. Read your flyer. Have someone read it for you.
You can hear what, me.
Arkin?
Keep it gorgeous.
And for clarity, the week before the ball, we will come on the show to offer last-minute clarities and different things like that. But people, don't wait till the last minute, because if your effect is not on point and on right, the judges might send you when you could have already asked, because the flyers are out, the categories are out, been out for a while. So you could have been asked just one of the questions or whatever and got clarity, had your effect already ready, everything's sent to the side, and you're just ready to storm the ball for us. So, right.
You know what? I don't think a lot of people get like prepared.
Yeah.
I don't think people get prepared like they used to for
football.
They just take the bumps and they get real courageous.
The category a month in advance. They say, "Oh, I want to walk that ball." Then they pick up the flyer the week of the ball and start getting the effect together 3 days before the ball, and then they finish it up on the day of the ball.
On their way to the ball. Hot boy. In the backseat of the car. With a hot glue gun and shit.
Stop it. So, Michi, will we see you in all white with a touch of royal blue?
You know, that's my color. I like to play in. All white with a touch of blue.
You'll be in L.A. for the weekend.
What'd you say, Kelly?
I said, are you coming to Chicago, or are you going to stay in L.A. for the weekend, or are you coming with me to New Orleans?
He doesn't live in L.A.
Well, actually, I'll be coming from Baltimore, and from Baltimore, I'll be deciding if I'm going to go to either Chicago or just back to L.A.
Well, you could actually do both. You could actually do both, you know.
as you being a gospel artist flying over the country, I know you have plenty of frequent flyer miles.
Well, the funny thing about it, Mark, is that week I'll be singing two nights at a convention, okay, that Wednesday and Thursday before in Baltimore. I'll be singing two nights at a convention.
You know,
so,
you can always fly from Baltimore, BWI, to Midway or Southwest, you know.
But don't try me.
Your bag flies for free.
But I see you're out there trying this thing.
You missed North Carolina and you were in Atlanta.
I was going to North Carolina.
In the Hall of Fame. Is that what you said?
Oh, okay. You're right. I was. I know. I was mentioning that. You said you missed it.
Oh, okay. Well, you missed the tree. It was nice, I think.
Yeah.
Where's grandma? She had me laughing all the way to the club.
Here I am, big sexy. How are you doing, Rodney?
I'm good. How are you?
I reckon I'm fine, being I ain't got no liquor or no weed. Damn, but I guess I'm fine. How you doing, baby? I see you came up on here and hell court. Granny just shut the hell up. I'm like a man that take charge like that.
Now I had to come through. You know, they always send the boring one, and Kelly is the exciting one. But, you know, I stand my ground and just, you know, bring it mellow. Sometimes I have to bring it on through. But I had a good time over the weekend, you know, running around, enjoying
the... that's what a man does. I kind of like that. I may have to fire Jason Hale and give me some of Big Sex Day.
Big Sex Day.
You can have Rodney if you want Rodney. You can have Big Sexy if you want Big Sexy. What's that, baby?
I like that. You know, Granny was thinking about being Muslim. Hell, shit, I need more than one man.
Dark skin brothers making legal, huh? That's where it's legal, huh?
Granny, dark skin brothers making a point.
Oh, no. Father, Big Sexy Prodigy.
So, now, Kelly.
Yeah?
Why do you keep discussing New Orleans? You know, why do you keep bringing up New Orleans?
Marcus, you're going to have the kids calling in and lighting up that room again.
Child, don't nobody know them.
Because kids in New Orleans keep hitting me up and saying, mother, to come out, they're going to show me a good time.
They told you that in Ohio too. They ran you up out of there in the Youngstown.
Ooh, shit. Kelly, they ran you out of Ohio?
Okay.
Ohio get quite like that. They told Kelly
she wouldn't try it tonight.
What Alexa's big ass said, ain't she not around here on Sunday? Always on some shit. What that big bitch ass?
Alexis was preparing for the awards ball.
She's a working lady now. She's a corporate woman.
At nighttime, what kind of corporation she working at? She must be the janitor at that motherfucker, because this ass out.
It's a long commute, Grandma.
Oh, my God. Grandma, I can't thank you.
Well, anyways, yeah, since y'all ain't saying nothing, I want to say, Naima, you can kiss my ass, too, for Delete. I know you kissed him. And I was going to shout out to Big Ty. You know Naima deleted me, but Big Ty added me. So, yeah, shout out to Big Ty, baby. I love you.
I got a question, y'all.
Granny, what you do to Naima?
I ain't doing that damn thing to Naima. I don't know why she got rid of me, hell. I don't know what was going on with her, but she can kiss my ass, goddammit. I ain't going to beg you.
I got a question. Mark, Michi, Rodney, Kelly. Do y'all feel as though, like, when the kids walk the ball, right, and you know how when they judge your effects first, let's say it's Runway or Vogue Femme or whatever, they judge your effects first and then they chop them for their effect. Do you think the people are mad because they didn't even get a chance to Vogue or walk Runway, or are they just mad about the chop, period?
I think they're mad because they didn't get a chance to walk their category, and they're mad about the chop. I mean, you got to understand, even if the effect was all together and they did walk and got chopped, they're still going to be mad. So they're mad about the chop.
Do you think if they had the chance to, like, let's say the judges was scoring them at one time, like they was voguing, and then it was like, oh, girl, one chop, your effect is wrong. You think they would be more content with that?
I kind of disagree with Michi, because, I mean, I think, well, I know for a fact that some girls will sit there and watch you vogue and you vogue down, but your effect is wrong, so they'll just chop you anyway. And some girls don't give you an explanation. They just chop you.
Well, no, right. I mean, you know, let's say they be like, everybody pull up first. Like, they're not even going
to
let you walk
to
line everybody up.
I think they want to get a chance to walk. That's the issue. They don't care. They do care if they get chopped, but from me seeing it, they just want to participate. They're going to get a chance to get on the runway to show that they can vote.
Get a little 3 seconds,
show that they can walk. And then if they get chopped, they'll understand. Because most people understand, though, already when they hit the floor that their outfit wasn't the best it could be or wasn't whatever. But they know they can vogue really well or they can walk really nice. So maybe a judge might overlook it because I'm going to turn it.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta think though. They're gonna be mad whether you chop them or whether you chop their effect. Because if you take all the, if you're somebody that really takes time out for your effect, and let's just say the color coordination is wrong, from based on what they're asking for, based on the colors they're asking for on the flyer, but you took maybe they may have spent about $500 for that effect. Not only have you spent $500 for your coin for your effect, but then they chop you too, so you're mad and they chop your effect after you get to walk.
Well, I'll give you an example. More like, okay, the ball that Kelly went to in Connecticut, she chopped everybody because she felt like they wasn't club kid enough. But I guess they scored all the effects first, so it kind of took the excitement away. But had they actually just, like, called the category and then let everybody come out, and then she chopped them as they come out while they was voguing, at least they would have gotten the vogue.
Okay, so tell me what... Okay, so let me ask you, Mark, Marcus, and Kelly, and Rodney, what is your version of a club kid? I hate the club kid category. No shame, because to me, it just never really is brought the way it is. Then the one that left room for the category really didn't bring it right. But, I mean, it's just, I hate the category.
I don't know how you can do anything wrong for club kids. I thought it's like almost anything goes. I really thought, that's what I think from
the
movie Party
Hard. But then they'd be like, you know, they want fist, they want bat, and then and like one judge shot somebody, gave him not enough club. I was like, oh,
I remember that. That's not enough club.
Yeah, she said not enough club. That was in Chicago. Who was that?
No, that
was
in New York.
Club
that was
New York.
That was at the awards ball. But that was for $5,000. No shade.
I think that was me, Charlene Lewis. She got tried.
To me, every club kid has his different era. So I mean, like, I think people kind of look at it from whatever era they think club kid comes from. Because I swear, club kid.
What Marcus was talking about. What I was looking at was they said they wanted club kid Party Monster from the movie. So that's what I was looking for. That's what I was looking at. And none of those girls was that. So that's why they all
was. If you actually watch the movie, Kelly, you actually know what Party Monster. Club kid part. Because if I was sitting on that panel, they asked me to come judge. Probably they asked me to come judge. I walked
the door.
Okay, they walked the door. Look at the category. I don't remember what the club kid from Party Monster looked like. I didn't get into the movie like that.
They had on costumes. So, they had on giraffe outfits and crazy shit. They went to the costume
store. Okay, but again, there was probably about two or three judges like myself that really didn't remember.
Right, and I think Party Monster was kind of based from, like, what, the early, really early 80s? And then if you get into Boy George and their culture club, a club kid got a little bit, you know, a little less, you know, extravagant. So, I mean, like, it kind of upgrades and then down. You know, like, it's kind of crazy with club kids. So I don't know. I mean,
Mark, you get the time period twisted. Boy George then was in there, ladies, and the club kid, and they
Oh, well, granted, okay. I'm not right now, so I don't know, honey. I just know that it seems to evolve and revert. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, Club Kid is just so confusing to me. I mean, like, you just right. look like Marcus said, it kind of basically, now it kind of looks like anything because of the different changes. But before, you was able to specify Club Kid. Like, now, I think at the time where Club Kid for $5,000 came, you was pretty much able to specify. You talk about Raul and them. But now, it's just like, it's kind of crazy. If you go to, like, what is that shit that y'all go? Allegria. I know I've been to Allegria before y'all got, like, Ballroom Kids coming forward. They come at 11, 12. They be very Club Kid down. So when I be looking at them, I would think that some of that was Club Kid.
Let's see, the judges
went. Right. That's what
I was asking that question because I just wonder, you know, do people, like, if the category just ran and just let everybody come out without that scoring them first on their set, would the participants be a little happier, even if they got chopped, even if it was the same outcome? They still got to Vogue, they still got to Walk, they still got to, you know, do whatever they needed to do.
I think they'd be much better. I think they feel much better if they was able to do it and people didn't judge them on their effects. I mean, you know, some people try really hard, and it's just, you know, sometimes it's not what the judges are looking for.
I'm trying to judge the effect first. Right in your category?
Well, we haven't really, you know, normally we just try to go with the flow. I mean, I think people do it because of the time crunch. You know, they're thinking, oh, you know, like if you see everybody lining up in the back, you're like, bitch, these bitches are all wrong. Or let's say you start the category off and the first three people get chopped because the effects are wrong. That's when they be like, stop the music. Okay, everybody come up on stage. We're going to score the effects. But I just think everybody should get their, you know, their moment of spotlight. So
how do you guys feel about
it?
Okay, so how do you feel about it? Okay, not saying that you should, but I'm just saying, like, what if a ball was ran to the point to where they're lining up in the back, like you said. You being the promoter, you're right to be the promoter, already knowing what you're looking for, what the category is calling for, based on effect-wise, would it be fair or unfair, or how much havoc do you think it would create if you guys pretty much told them step off the line? No, no.
No, I would never tell them that. I would never tell them that. I wouldn't, because I think the discretion comes to the judges. That's why we've already invited our judges. We have them read over the categories. That's part of our requirements, to where they're studying all the categories, to where what we're looking for is kind of in line with what they're looking for, and then we let them be the ultimate decision. Because, you know, a lot of times you may write a category one way, and then when a judge reads it, that's not what it says. You know, like if somebody says bring a look inspired by name somebody, Madea, a look inspired by Madea, that doesn't mean recreate Madea's look. So if somebody actually did something that was similar but not 100% exact, you know, you might have meant one thing, a judge saw it another way, and I think that's where, you know, it kind of gets into that funny, blurry line.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to revert back to the days, but, like, people who got chopped, and whether it was effects or not, they just kind of, like, came back the next ball and just kind of did it all over again and tried it, and sometimes they got chopped all over again, and sometimes they got through. So, I mean, if the ballroom is going to be based on what people's feelings are, then maybe people shouldn't really be walking.
But that's what it is. Think about it now. Like, okay, last year's awards ball, right? Vogue Film called for a awards ball worthy effect. Well, that's so subjective, because what you may think is awards ball worthy, I may not think. You know, somebody might go out and spend $300 on a cat suit, but that don't mean it's awards ball worthy. You know what I'm saying?
No, it wasn't called for It wasn't called awards ball worthy. It was called ballroom worthy, and it was meant to go back in the days from when they brought creativity to their categories.
Okay, but you took the time to explain that to them now.
Well, you know, like they should know, like back in the early '90s, the late '90s, when creativity
was talking and cheese in a T-shirt when they came out there and vote.
With creativity,
no,
not a lot of them. With creativity,
No, hey. Lil Kevin, what's the name? I don't mean no shade to anybody, no disrespect, but Miss Amina, all of them girls, they was cunty Butch Queens. Randy, they was cunty Butch Queens. They didn't.
Okay, but when you
effect.
Say, how do you justify someone's effect over somebody else's effect? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not kind of justified. It's more like ballroom worthy. You know what I mean? Like, how much more simpler can you get than that? I mean, if you basically look at other people who's got life off of their category, life off of their effect, you got to almost kind of mimic that and board it to the light. I mean, it could be anything, but what? I mean, some people, like you said, some people just don't see it as ballroom worthy, and some people will.
Right. Like, you know who's known for, like, hot effects. Like, okay, Marquise Revlon, he always has on an effect.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Whether right, yeah.
He just always has on an effect. But then you have some people who tend not to put a lot of attention into their effect, but they still vote.
Right.
Ball worthy, Kelly, not awards ball worthy. I just remember some people coming up there, and I mean, to me, I would have took it as an open category as long as you put some type of look into it. And I remember Jack saying, some of y'all got some motherfucking nerve. This is the awards ball. Y'all should really, like, be stepping it up. And I was like, well, no shade, just vote film. What are they going to roll in the floor in?
Hold on. 202-450, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? Just wanted to say what's up to you. And I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. This is Bishop.
Hey, Bishop. Bishop, my birthday is until Wednesday night.
You know what? This Bishop that called in, baby. Why don't you go on and sing happy birthday to a hell? We ain't doing nothing else.
Nah, I'm tired, y'all. Anyway,
you talking about you want to be famous and honest? God damn it, you're supposed to be able to sing on the
Hold on, Grandma. How you gonna put me on, Grandma? How you gonna put me on the spot?
You were one called in here, goddammit. Hey, I'm not saying nigga.
He could do that on Wednesday night when it turns 12 o'clock. My birthday on Wednesday night on the state of emergency.
No,
Grandma,
we don't need him on no goddamn state of emergency because he is the emergency.
Oh my god.
Grandma, you a trip, baby.
I'm calling in.
My baby, go on and sing, goddammit, hell. You want to have a sing off? You're going to have to go first, and I'll go after you.
Grandma want me to sing, make her pussy wet.
Oh, no.
Now, you know, you don't know nothing about doing nothing with no pussy. I done seen y'all breathe and put it up in there.
Oh, shit. I know,
oh,
Grandma.
God.
Is.
You think you know nothing about that shit? Stop trying to avoid it. Go on and sing for us, Don't align, you a better singer than him, baby. I'm just asking you to sing happy birthday.
That's the T. I ain't never heard him sing.
Oh, you ain't watch his video here. You ain't listen to that song on YouTube.
That boy can't sing, man. That boy playing around.
Well, go on and make me a believer and know that you a better singer, goddamn. Just sing happy birthday, goddamn. That don't take much. Sing happy birthday to
Kim. Oh, God. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kelly. Happy birthday to you.
Now, you know what? That was better than the last time you came up on here and sang. That's what you said. I'm a little impressed.
That was nice. That was nice.
Thank you, Bishop.
You're quite welcome, baby. I wanted to wait until Wednesday, but since you told me your birthday was Wednesday, but like I said, happy early birthday, babe. You know I fucks with you, so yeah. Good night, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, honey. Honey, let the real girls.
Where was all the real girls at? Where was all the real girls at this morning, honey? At the let out at the ball when the sun came up, honey. That's what I wanted to know.
So, Rodney, you saw Kenya Moore. She actually performed Going with the Wind Fabulous?
I was at the club, but I really didn't see her. But I did hear the booze.
But I'm not leaving yet. I'm not done with the show. Put it back in there.
But you have anything
I cannot believe people are paying her to perform that song. You know
I
what,
did,
Kelly?
I did hear the people booing, though.
Oh, you heard the girls booing?
Yes.
Oh, you're lying.
Mm-mm.
Who they booed that lady?
Yeah. I wanted to go see because they said Marquise was doing backup, so I wanted to see it, but I just was in another room drinking and stuff. So.
I mean, what made her think there was some people would want to see? They said Brandy was in town and that Little Kim was there, and then she was a headline one of the nights. Like, no, ma'am.
I mean, but the club itself was, I mean, Ibiza, that first night was probably the hottest night. Itself, but it just wasn't for her.
Yeah, they should have had somebody else perform. You'd rather Tamar Braxton?
I would probably
do better than Tamar.
Well,
shit, at least they had Gone with the Wind Fabulous. They was trying to charge $55 for Gay Day at Great America to see fucking Wendy with you. Hell, I wanted to pay $55 to hear her fucking talk to me.
In Great America?
Yes.
That included your entry into the park, right?
Entry into the park, but the entry to the park any on normal weekend day is only $30.
We had to get an extra $25 for Wendy.
I'm not paying no extra fucking $25 for Wendy. I might as well buy me a fucking flight, go to New York, enjoy myself, and get up at 6 in the morning and stand outside the studio. For free. And go home with a compilation prize. I'm going to pay $55 and go home pissed off.
But $55 and like $49 is like the regular price to get into the club, though. I mean, to get into the park.
Nah.
Well, the kids don't pay to get into Six Flags anyway.
I mean, some of them get caught up when they try to scan an ID card, baby. The girls.
she gets you together out here.
Yeah, you too.
And they build one of them on site. So you're not going home.
Huh? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What do the girls do? What do they do? Do they buy 20 tickets at a time?
They had enough. They've had enough.
Oh, because the kids used to go in there and have meal passes and everything.
We got to laugh.
Get the line passes
and different stuff like that. But yeah, but these people is the season passes and all that type of shit. And,
no, well here's the shade. Game night there's no season passes allowed. You pay your $55 too. $55 too with your season pass. No season passes are permitted.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't it?
Season pass holders are supposed to get all the extra benefits. They're guaranteed spots.
Well, none. Sell your $55 and let Wendy sell you a few things.
I think many people still paying to see her, but all right. Grandma.
Yeah, baby.
What coast do you live on? The East Coast or the West Coast now?
Well, I'm on the West Coast now.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I know what meat you're talking about. Them motherfuckers crazy. They thought I was going to pay that money to go up in there and see that big ass wig wearing nigga. Yeah, but baby, I'm on the West Coast now. You know, baby, I got to be in warm weather.
Okay, well, I would love for you to come to Chicago and support Rodney, Marco, and I.
You know what? I kind of been wanting to come there, and you know the kids been asking me to come there. But you know that
It's actually a few days after.
Yeah, you know, Granny has to see how her pocketbook going to be. You know, I may just drop through hell, because I got a lot of people back there.
You got a lot of people saying, okay, well, we would love to have you, you know.
Yeah, I would love, you know, I ain't been to a ball in Chicago in quite some time here, but last time I was at a ball in Chicago, they tore that motherfucker up.
Oh, that must be was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago. So, yeah, I ain't been in a while. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind that hell.
So, Marcus and Ronnie, can we ask you who your judges will be for the ball? Or is that?
No, you can ask, but we won't answer.
No,
Ronnie, he can ask, we just won't answer.
I mean, I'm just asking, you know.
We just don't want any setup tees. You'll definitely have a great mixture. We've already confirmed judges from the West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, South. You'll definitely have a good mixture. You'll if you live anywhere in the United States, you will see a familiar face.
I'm not really concerned with the mixture of the judges at all. I mean, it's just a ball.
Oh, you know what? Let's turn it around on you. Are there some people that you would like to see or and or not like to see on the panel?
No, I don't. Actually,
and why?
I'm not concerned because, I mean, it's not that serious to me.
Yeah, and the gay pride that weekend. Is y'all having it the same Sunday? And that's when they have the black gay pride in Chicago.
Yeah, there is black pride that weekend. That's correct.
Yeah, I thought, is it the black one or just the regular one?
It's the black pride. You know, the white pride is still the week before.
Yeah, I thought it was. Okay, babe.
Wait a minute, do they still have the Taste of Chicago that weekend?
No, they do not.
Oh, right, Sean, right. They be having a taste going on at the same time. They don't have that no more.
They
have
the taste,
they
shorten the period.
Oh.
It used to be 2 weeks, but I think they changed it down to a week. It's the following week after that.
Right.
It's
no
shame.
Yeah,
right. It's
you
can all
be going on at the same
at the
time.
Same time.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have no room if it was that weekend. There'd be nowhere to stay.
Always somewhere to stay in Chicago, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, Harold.
Why you call out, Ronnie? I mean, it is. Yes, it is. Always somewhere to stay in Chicago.
Oh, you know what you tried that,
always
beach.
Find
you
a
tried
nice place in Camelot City.
Yes,
babe.
Well, we don't feel like going to Indiana today. We want to be in the city.
Actually, I like being out there. I have so much fun when I'm out there.
Oh, it's a great place to visit.
It depends on who you're with. No shit.
You know, that's by the casino area. We love out there, but...
I ain't got time for Chicago and Indiana. Them people out there get on my nerves.
As long as I'm with my brother Banks, or Ronnie's in town, or Tiana, or Mike, I'm going to have a blast.
Right. And, you know, Michi, you know, we have all this alcohol that we need to... We need
that ain't West Chicago. Ain't that East Chicago that's in Indiana?
That's,
yes.
Wouldn't that be
East Chicago, that's right there by the state line.
Wouldn't that be Southeast?
No, that's just East Chicago. Hell, you just go over across the street and you in goddamn Indiana.
Yeah. That's like when you go to the casino.
Right, yeah. I've been up in there.
Yeah,
so did you go to Detroit this weekend, Grandmama?
No, I did none of that. I ain't been to the Motor City in a long time. Ain't got no desire to go either.
Oh, yeah, they had a ball this weekend.
Yeah, who was down there performing in Florida? Wasn't there a ball going on in Florida?
No, I don't think they had a ball this year at Sizzle.
That's what I meant to say. So Sizzle was going on. Who performed down there for Sizzle?
I don't think Sizzle bring nobody in. I think that's the
they keep all their money to themselves. In fact, I'm trying to think. Any of the years I went, did they have like a headline or performer? It's just the club. You just go to go.
Yeah, just Face and no, it wasn't nobody there that I recall.
Yeah, I don't think they ever have nobody. That'd be shade. They charging you $40 and $50 getting the club, and ain't nobody performing, no special.
Oh, hell to the no! Granny ain't paying that kind of money to get up in no goddamn club, and I got to buy my drinks too.
That's for the VIP side, Granny.
Well, do they give you drinks on the VIP side?
No, you got to pay for it to customize, and, you know, you're already in there. They have a whole other section for you in Space.
You say what?
They have a whole other section for you, you know.
I don't understand you crack babies with all that bullshit. If I'm be paying $40 or $50, who the hell goddamn bottle for me? I ain't paying no $40 or $50 just to sit in some roped off section and I gotta buy my goddamn drink. What kind of shit is that?
No, grandma. If you're gonna sit in a VIP section, you're going to pay $40 or $50 and you're going to pay for the bottle.
You motherfuckers ain't finna pimp me for just sitting in this goddamn section paying all that goddamn money. And then I can't smoke in this bitch either. You really got me fucked up. They just really hustling you little crack babies. Shit, you know, when I was a young gal, we paid $5 or $10 to get up in the club and we do whatever the fuck we wanted to do.
And that was a lot of money back then. $5 or $10 was a lot of money.
And you was a goddamn lie. $5 or $10 wasn't no bunch of money back then. It's just these motherfuckers up there just hustling each other with all these jacked up ass prices and shit.
No,
a
Granny,
bunch of
$5 $5 was a lot of money for y'all. Y'all, like, if y'all found a $2 spot, y'all would go there first. No shame.
I don't know about all that. See, y'all trying to throw shade. $5 and $10 wasn't a goddamn thing here. Even if I was learning tricks for $20, $5 was shit.
No shade, Grandma. You remember? I remember when wings used to be. They used to have wing nights. It used to be a nickel, 5 cent wings. You know how much they have wings on special now for? Maybe like.
Yeah, I know, but Granny ain't finna pay for all that shit. I let you stupid motherfuckers pay for that shit.
Ooh. But wings now, Granny, cost 50 cents a wing, bitch. I mean, that's not no special.
Right, some places out of being, it costs more than that, hell. 75 cents to a dollar far away.
For a little drumette? Oh, no.
Yeah, see, people out here, they really getting their hustle on. See, Granny ain't got time for all that. And I can't smoke in your place either. Oh, hell to the no. I won't be in that bitch.
Oh, no. So, Granny, would you pay extra to go to a club that you could smoke in?
No, hell no. That's why I say you motherfuckers ain't finna hustle me. I ain't paying no extra for unless you giving me something. The fuck I'm be paying $40 or $50 to get up in the goddamn club. And then I gotta pay more for the drinks and these old watered down ass drinks. Hell no. You mean the game them really got tough out here.
Well, what you like to drink, Grandmama?
You know what, Granny is she a veteran now. I use it. I bring my drink with me any goddamn ways, cause I ain't nobody's trick.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Now, when you get to grandma status, you'll learn that these motherfuckers charge and all that. God. So fuck, I look like paying $10 or $15 for a drink when I can buy me a whole goddamn bottle and sit down my bra and my panties and bring in and drink for the rest of the night.
Oh, grandma, mama, I'm gonna ask you not to go to Escalitas because they're gonna serve you.
I done been up in there, and Granny ain't paid for a motherfucking fine.
Oh, so Granny, Granny, you sound like me, like you on the VIP list.
Granny is a Granny. I was going up in Escalitas before they had all that Vogue shit up in there. And ain't no way in hell I'm going to gonna spend that kind of money up in that motherfucker? You crazy?
Well, yeah.
I remember I bought that water and they took me $5. I said, damn, I should have just bought a drink.
Are you right? These motherfuckers is crazy.
$5. I had bought the whole case, felt like. Mind you, let me be clear. And it was not like a Avion or Perrier. It wasn't even Dasani. No shade. No, it was no Boss. It was nothing like that. No, it gave very, what's the other one?
Nestle.
It'll give very Nestle teas. Like they went to the store and saw what was on sale that week, whatever was 2 for 1.
Okay, so Walmart for only $2.99.
Right, but they charge you $5 for it.
So 24 times 5, this is made $120.
I think you beat it. Thank you, Michi. They get their hustle. But you motherfuckers continue to support them.
Well, sometimes you just need some water and you have to pay that $5.
And you better take your ass to the bathroom and put yourself on the water. God damn it, if you got cotton mouth that bad. I ain't finna give your ass no $5 for no water. I take somebody's glass and go in the bathroom and run me some goddamn water. It ain't number 10 on in the bottle any goddamn way.
So how much do you feel until you should pay for a bottle of water at a club, Grandmama?
I think at the most you should charge $2, and that's at the most. Shit, you know, when I was a young gal, if you even told anybody that they was going to be selling water, they thought you was crazy and be laughing at them. And now you talking about $5 for some water. How crazy do that sound? Think about it.
Well, Grandmama, times have changed, you know. I went to the McDonald's and I bought a soda and I asked for a cup of water. They still charged me $1 for the cup. And I bought a whole meal.
Well, you the fool, because I went over to somebody's table and grabbed the cup off of there and wrenched it out.
Okay. Okay, everybody, you know, it's that time.
Yeah.
It's that time of the evening.
Oh, you the finish getting it dragged. Now you ready to hit it, but that's all good.
Actually,
as long as I gave you the answer why your number's dropping off up in this bitch, that's because you keep closing down the show early.
Actually, Granny, if you want to get technical, Granny, I'm not in drags. I just took a picture. I could definitely put it up on Instagram.
Well, that ain't what I mean. I just meant you finished getting ready, baby.
Oh, no. I ain't doing nothing. I got on some jeans and a T-shirt. You know, everyday realness comes.
Yeah, because you never know when you're going to be down there butt-tussling with them freaks.
I'm white woman, Grandma. I'm calling the cops on the girls. I ain't got time to be wrestling with animals.
Yeah, you know you're getting up in the age. You can't be out there butt-tussling with them young kids all the time.
I can. I'm old, honey. This pussy old, honey. This is old pussy. But, Grandma, can you say goodnight to the girls? I appreciate you from definitely coming here and being one of my special co-hosts for the evening.
Oh, well, no problem. That was my birthday gift to you. Good night, everybody. And Big Sexy, you really turned me on tonight. Yeah, I just really may have to make a trip to Chicago. And happy birthday, Kelly.
Thank you. Michi, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Good night, everyone, and remember the choice that you make will be the
repercussion
that you suffer.
Mark, can you say
good night
to the girls?
Good night, everybody.
Marcus, can you say good night to the girls?
Good night, everyone. Happy birthday,
Ronnie,
Dad.
Can you say good night to the girls?
Good night, everybody. Had a good time tonight. Had a great time over D.C. Love you.
I want to thank everybody for definitely coming out and being a part of this show with us tonight, honey. I don't know. I'm gonna work with the CEO and founder to find out how everything is gonna work for next week. So I don't know what's gonna happen next week, Monday, because that's my my Vogue nights, and I have to prepare myself and get myself together and everything. So I don't know how that's gonna work. But I want everybody to definitely come out tomorrow night to support the Tea Party cast, along with Jason, Michi, Mark, J Rock, Tiffany, and all of them in London, and definitely come out and support them tomorrow night. Don't forget, on Wednesday night, it's the icon CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be doing the State of Emergency show. It's definitely an interesting show. It's definitely fun, and it's definitely positive things and things that y'all girls don't get on a Monday or Tuesday night, honey. But I want to thank everybody, honey, and I want to thank everybody that's been giving me the happy birthdays early. I can't wait until Wednesday night at 12 o'clock when it definitely is officially my birthday, and I love y'all all for loving me. But whatever alleyway and bathroom you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love you all for loving me, and I'm going to take y'all away with these words from our sponsors. You have a wonderful Memorial Day. Love you all. Bye-bye.
There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom face extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, all bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens, the ultimate sex wager, five trophies, five cash, $500. Many grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness for $250. As well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthfry.com, or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada present Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Doug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250, open to all new school legendary realness for $250,
female figure face for $250. Butch Queen in drag versus Fem Queen realness for $250. Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American runway for $250. Butch Queen sex siren for $250. And Butch Queen schoolboy realness for $250. That's our favorite thing, presented by Rotney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments. And your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus. Or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Saturday, July 27th in Atlanta, Georgia, Father Donye Mizrahi presents the V for Vendetta Ball. Grand prize, $2,000 open to all faiths. Calling all you big girls, femme queens, butch queen in drag, women, butch queens, butches, and trans men. For you female figures, we're looking for a look of Poison Ivy, the queen of the underworld Persephone, or the evil queen of Snow White. And for you male figures, the futuristic king of Vendetta, King Tut, or Zeus. Only one will walk away with the $2,000 grand prize. Your mini grands include $1,000 for male figure realness, pretty boys versus schoolboys versus thugs versus executives versus trans men versus butch. $500 with a $10 pot for open to all performance. $250 for a Butch Queen European runway. $200 for Femme Queen versus Junior Femme Queen versus Drag's realness. $150 for open to all best dress. $100 for Butch Queen sex siren and $100 for female figure runway. That's the V for Vendetta Ball, presented by Father Donye Mizrahi. Location, 800 Miami Circle, Suite 140 in Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $100 in advance. $150 after June 1st. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi and the icon Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Twinkle Toes Mizrahi. For more information, contact Father Donye Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page on July 27th, the V for Vendetta Ball. Be there.